This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. William Prussell just started his 18th season as concertmaster with the world-renowned Cleveland Orchestra. I asked him recently why this ensemble is so special to him.
Well, it's just a wonderful orchestra that the other musicians are just so artistically advanced, and the things that we do give me a lot of pleasure because we're really striving to do something artistically beautiful and important, and of course that starts from our music director. But there's a wonderful dedication here, and we have a lot of performances that I really enjoy being a part of.
Some of those special performances involve an honorary member of the Cleveland Orchestra, pianist and Mozart specialist Mitsuko Uchida. Together, they've just released their third recording in their live Mozart piano concerto cycle. It includes an early masterpiece and a later concerto, which is one of Mozart's best known.
Well, we've gone through the whole cycle of Mozart concertos with her. It took, 6 or 7 years. And now we're going through the second time and doing these recordings. She's been here a lot. She feels like a member of the family. So it's very personal. And we enjoy her for her musicianship and her sense of humor and doing the right things, talking about really trying to achieve something which is beautiful, artistic, and important.
Prussell says his role as concertmaster involves helping to articulate technically to the other musicians the musical vision of the conductor. He says working with Uchida as soloist and conductor creates a very special dynamic.
Well, one of the things that's different is it feels a little bit like chamber music. So I think that the musician's radar is set on high, listening very carefully. I think that these performances that have turned into this recording were not three nights in a row exactly the same. There's a kind of back and forth musical conversation happening between the orchestra and Mitsuko. And that's a lot of fun. And she sits with her back to the audience, which is kind of interesting because everybody in the hall can see her hands and we can see her face. And all of that is important because at the moment that her hands are busy, she might give us some kind of musical direction with an expression. I mean, probably not even purposefully, but something that just happens.
Mozart was just 21 years old when he composed one of his first masterpieces, which appears on this recording. It's the Piano Concerto No. 9 in E-flat. William Prussell says this work really is one of Mozart's most inventive.
And, of course, the second movement has this deep expression in C minor. All the happy brightness of the first movement is gone. It's dark, brooding, and has a level of expression which I think is not unique, but special for when the piece was written.
The high point of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 in C major is probably the hypnotic slow movement. Prussell says that even when Mitsuko Uchida declares their performance of the Andante beautiful, the Cleveland Orchestra still wants to make it even more beautiful.
Well, we're always searching for a way to make things better, you know, in terms of what it should express. And when we play it with her, we kind of get into her expression. If we play it with somebody else, it might be slightly different. So, I mean, part of the rehearsal process is us kind of getting married to her expression of a movement like that.
Not everybody can say they still love their job after almost 18 years. Concertmaster William Prussell, however, relishes his role with the Cleveland Orchestra. From his unique vantage point, he gets to see the interaction between orchestral musicians, conductors, and soloists, and how it all comes together, as on this new Mozart disc with Mitsuko Uchida. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.